Jesus be the center of your church. And every knee will bow, and every tongue shall confess you, Jesus. 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 From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all
I wonder if you just give the Lord a hand clap of praise right where you're at this morning. The presence and power of God is in the building today. You can feel His anointing moving up and down these aisles. Whatever you came in need of or search of, this is not just the normal everyday day. This is your day. This is your day. In order to receive the blessing and the miracle that God has for you, you've got to step out by faith. You've got to have an action. You've got to be proactive, not reactive. Reactive is when something happens and we respond. God, I have a tragedy. I have an issue. Something has happened. I'll live for you if you'll get me through this, God. But God is waiting for us to stand and say, God, here I am. God, it's not about me anymore. It's all about you. God, I don't have everything figured out in my life, but I'm giving my heart to you. And when you make it all about Him, it'll work. He'll get you through. He'll provide. That redemptive power, that blood of the Lamb. You know, we are overcomers by the word of our testimony, by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. Everybody wants a testimony. Everybody wants to say, hey, oh, I'm doing so good. God has blessed me such. Man, you should have. Oh, I went through some stuff, but God got me. But you don't want to go through what you had to go through to get the testimony. There's got to be some prayer and some hurting and some pain to be victorious. I just feel this morning the presence of God here so thick. And I just feel like if somebody before the close of this service is over would just step out of your ordinary routine on a Sunday morning. Get out of the normal and just step into the extraordinary. Up your expectancy level to greatness. And let God touch you. Let Him touch you this morning. Amen. It is good to be back. It is good to be here. I'm excited about what God is doing. I will tell you the title of my message: Defying Doors, Breaking Down Barriers, and Experiencing the Miraculous. the longest title I've ever had since I've been here. Defying doors, breaking down barriers, experiencing the miraculous. There's some of you that you've been standing at a locked door far too long. You've had barriers in front of you and around you. You've built up walls of bitterness and hurt and pain for far too long. It's time for the miraculous. It's time to get out of the norm. It's time that our expectancy level goes up. If you'd like to stand for the reading of the word this morning, we're going to go to Mark chapter 2. Starting with verse 1, and again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, for the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Dear Jesus, we come to hear your word this morning. Open our minds and our hearts. I pray for every man, woman, and child here today. Lord, I give you praise in advance for what you've already done in this service, but for what you're going to do before the conclusion of this service. I ask that you make our minds and hearts open and receptive to your word. We give you glory, we give you honor in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. As you're seated, look at your neighbor and say, you look good in the house of the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus' miracles are not isolated bits of idle magic to show him off. They are not illusions that confuse the mind. His miracles are not trickery designed to make you believe something happened that didn't really happen. The miracles of Jesus Christ are always answers to prayer. They are caused by people with a need who came to the only one who had an answer and could meet that need. They are stunning illustrations if you read them throughout the Bible and life, which they flower up from faith and from a trust and a hope. And they come from people who believe in the miracle working power of God. You are not just a Christian. You have to be a believing Christian. You've got to believe that there is a God and He has all power. All of Jesus' miracles are spectacular and visible. Most are instantaneous that we read about through the Bible, and all of them require some form of action from the recipient or from a master or a mother or somebody standing in the gap for the miraculous. There must be a desire for the miraculous before you can experience the miraculous. A miracle is something that is it's personal more than it is profound. And it is not designed necessarily for the masses. God knows exactly whom He is dealing with, and He knows exactly this morning what your need is. Your mama might not know, your daddy might not know, your husband or wife might not know, your parents might not know what you are dealing with on a personal level this morning. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus Christ, God Almighty, He knows exactly what your need is. Miracles are personal notes in God's own handwriting, written in flesh and blood and spirit to a particular person at a particular address. Heaven does not send junk mail. I get a lot of junk mail on my email. I got a letter the other day from AARP. Who in the world is AA? I'm 35 years old. How dare they? To Christopher Lowell Gidros, you are automatically qualified for AARP. Oh, Lord, spare me, Jesus. But they sent me a letter. I get some junk mail. But God in heaven doesn't send out junk mail. His miracles come directly to the recipient, not to whosoever will. This service today has somebody's name and address, and contained inside is a miracle for you. Don't just sit back this morning and go through the motions and wait for this miracle to just fall in your lap. Anytime you read your personal mail, you have to open the letter. I got a package from FedEx the other day, something I've been waiting for. It took me about 5 seconds once I got it in my hands to open it because I was excited about what was inside. If I can tell you about the package of the Holy Ghost this morning and what that gift is, it is a gift free of charge. You do have to open it. You do have to repent. You do have to ask God to forgive you. You do have to ask God to come into your heart, but He will fill you with a comforter called the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. This is for your life. When you open a package, it's for you. It didn't say Tevia Gidros. It said Christopher Gidros. She said, "What's that?" I said, "It's mine. It's mine. And I'm responsible for it. And I paid for it. And I ordered it. And it's here. And it's mine." It's time to start defying doors and breaking down barriers in our lives and experiencing the miraculous. It's time to stop looking at the door and the barriers and saying, "There's no way through this situation. I can't make it. I can't live for God. I can't survive this. What am I going to do?" It's time to break through, defy doors, break down barriers, and experience the miraculous. God reigns. God reigns. He is Jesus, is the center of my life. He is the center of my life. Each work of God's hand announces that heaven and earth have come together. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. And you might not do it willingly today, but one day, the Bible says, one day every knee is going to bow and every tongue, the most unruly member of your whole body, the tongue, has the power to save or kill. It has the power to open hand of fellowship, or it can make us enemies just by what I speak. And every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We do not live under just the reign of law of the inevitable. God reigns, and He is not imprisoned by man's house rules. He doesn't begin to think like we think or process like we process. Everything that science seeks to know, God created. Yes, He did. He knows these things without even thinking about them. Yeah, He is God. He is not just a figurehead. He is God. He is God. You need to stop telling God about your situation and start telling your situation about your God, because He is God. He is the miraculous worker. He is the healer. Scientific and medical laws are not His limitations. They only define the ignorance and impotence of man. They do nothing more than to cause smart men to ask dumb questions. These laws tell us that man and a man with terminal cancer does not have any chance to survive, but God can step in the situation and heal that man of cancer. I know that for a fact, because He healed my daddy of cancer. God healed my daddy of cancer, and he died with a heart attack. When I started getting bitter about why Dad wouldn't get healed, Dad told me, whether God chooses to heal me completely or not, God is still a healer. Where God chooses to heal you or pull you out of your situation or not, He's still God. You've still got to make Him Lord and the center of your life. You've still got to be committed to the cause and the purpose, because one day you're going to be accountable for every idle word, for your actions, for your deeds. You're going to stand before God in judgment. He is God. Our laws, our way of thinking, our conscience, our thought process causes fear and doubt and unbelief. Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you don't fear or you don't have doubts or questions. But I'm here to tell you, you can face sickness and disease with a hope in tomorrow. You might not live here on earth 100 years, 50 years, 20 years. We're not guaranteed tomorrow, but I'm going to live today for Jesus Christ. I'm going to make today count for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It'll cause men and women who are hungry for God to ask the question that old John the Baptist asked over 2,000 years ago. Are you the one who is to come, or are we to look for another? From across the years, the answer comes back to anyone who cares to listen. Luke 7:22, go your way and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. What's the door in front of you today? What's the barrier holding you back today? You've got to experience the miraculous. You've got to get around that. You've got to open that door. You've got to crawl through that door. Our text today thrust us into the crowd at the door. Just inside the door, we find men who are drawn to Jesus from the scrap heap of heartbreak. Hurting homes, hurting lives, hurting situations like many of us have. His assemblies were always distinguished by the arrival of the desperate. Men came breathlessly, pitifully, and through their tears they prayed, Master, please have mercy. Please help me. On this particular day of our text, he was speaking the word to them, the Bible says, when a paralytic was brought to him, and four of his friends, they couldn't get close to Jesus for the crowd. So they defied the doors and they began to make their way to the ceiling top, to the rooftop. And on the roof, they begin to break away the barriers by tearing the roof up that Jesus was standing under. And through this opening in the ceiling, they lowered down their friend. We don't know what happened to cause this man to be paralyzed. But because of it, he couldn't help himself. He couldn't walk into the presence of God for himself. He couldn't get to where Jesus was for himself. He had to be carried by four of his friends. It's important to be a good friend in the house of God. it's important to have brothers and sisters that know, that you know are praying for you and who will stand in the gap for you. Don't be offended if they ask you, are you all right? Don't be offended if they come to you and say, brother, I've been praying for you. It makes my soul happy when I have some of you come up, and many of you have done. I'm praying for you, Brother Chris. I'm praying God touches you this week. And you know, our minds, every week, like Brother